Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today, over the phone, we're joined by Julie Janis from Joes Valley, executive coordinator there. And we're going to be talking about the upcoming Joes Valley Pumpathon. Julie, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, really appreciate you having us on and getting us to share some details about our event.
Yeah, so the Joes Valley Pumpathon, that's coming up on May 17th and 18th. And I think a good place to start with this would be the nonprofit and charity aspect of this, because that's something that I know a lot of people are going to be looking for.
Yeah, and a lot of folks may be familiar with our Joes Valley Fest that we hold every fall in Castledale and Orangeville. And that's all under a nonprofit called Joes Valley Climbing and Community, where we work on bringing rock climbers and local community together. And we're really trying to expand our year-round programs, including summer camps for Emory and Carbon County youth, where they can go out and learn bouldering and climbing. And so this event, the Pumpathon, is partially a fundraiser for some of those year-round programs like the summer camp.
Now, for people who might not be familiar with a Pumpathon or climbing competitions in general, what kind of format is this going to follow?
Yeah, so we're doing this as an endurance competition. So basically, folks, we have different levels that they can sign up for, beginner, intermediate, advanced. We have different age categories for youth and adult. And you basically climb as many rocks as you can in a five-hour window. So we're pretty excited to see how that's going to work for folks, because it's a little on the warmer side for us for rock climbing this time of year. We're at the tail end of our season. So we did this beach party theme to kind of make it a fun event to go out and climb as much as you can in that duration.
And you know, it sounds like it's a lot of fun, but what really stands out to me about this is that it's for all levels. This is a chance for people who might want to get into climbing but just haven't found the opportunity to get out and try out the sport.
Yeah, we think it's a great opportunity. We definitely have a beginner category. Everybody's going to have the same chance to win prizes. And people can come out and just give it a shot, because this is our first event that we've done, and we have a ton of prizes. So there's a good chance, even if you're new to it, you still might win a prize or win a raffle prize. But it's also a good way, too, if you just want to come spectate and kind of see what we're all about. We're happy to have people do that as well. So kind of love to have people participate and join from all levels. And also just come out and watch what's going on, and maybe it's something they get into in the future.
And you know, the day ends with a whole lot of fun. You're going to be having a social out in Castledale. There's going to be food trucks, a bonfire. Why do you think it's important for these climbers to get out and spend some time in the local community like Castledale with a social like this?
Yes, that's a big part of our nonprofit, is just getting the different communities between the climbers and the local folks to interact with each other and just like learn where we have common ground between the groups. And for the climbers, it's a chance to see what is this community that they're passing through, what does it have to offer in terms of businesses that they can support, and gives a chance for locals to get to understand, you know, who are these people that are traveling from all over the country, all over the world, because it is world-class climbing here in Emory County, down in the Castledale-Orangeville area. We get people from all over coming in. So it's a great opportunity for both groups just to learn a little bit more about each other, and then ongoing, be more supportive.
Again, our guest is Julie Janis, executive coordinator of the Joes Valley Climbing and Community Nonprofit. Now, this is a two-day event, May 17th and 18th. 17th, you have the competition. On the 18th, it's going to be trail day. So this is a chance for these climbers to get out and give back to the community, like we just talked about, a major aspect of this nonprofit. But what kind of projects are you guys looking to undertake?
Yeah, so this Sunday we're going to be meeting at 9 a.m. at Food Ranch. We're starting off with free coffee and donuts, because that's how we always like to start our trail days if we can, to give something to the volunteers for showing up. And then we're going to go out to what we call the New Joes Climbing Area. It's out by Grimes Wash, just outside of town here. And we're going to be doing maintenance on the trails that are out there. So it's by some of the old mine monuments are out there, but that's also where we do a lot of the climbing. And so we're going to be just doing some maintenance on the trails out there. It's part of what we like to do with all of our events. We do year-round trail maintenance, and then we also, you know, throughout the year, we do different volunteer projects in town and such. So it's a big part of our organization, is making sure we're giving back to the local community, as well as maintaining the areas that we're using out on the public land.
And, you know, it goes back to that old Boy Scout motto, leave no trace. And you guys really seem to be wanting to emphasize that and put it first. I mean, I love the volunteer work you guys are doing out on those trails to help keep them nice and keep them just in great condition for future visitors. Now, if people are interested in signing up for the Joes Valley Pumpathon, how can they do that?
The best way is just to go to our website. It's joesvalley.org. And right on the homepage there, you'll see all the details of where to meet up, how much it costs, and you can get signed up there. And then folks can also just, you can see the schedule on there as well. And so folks, even if they don't sign up for the competition, they're welcome to come out Saturday evening and join us in Castledale, enjoy some food trucks and join the raffle. We'll have some cool prizes. So encourage people to participate in all of it or part of it as they see fit.
Now, Julie, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just that we're really grateful for the community here. It's really supported our nonprofit over the years with the festival, and we're excited to be adding another event that'll bring people into town and just give us all a chance to interact with each other and raise some funds for the summer camps, and hope that people will come join us.
Well, Julie, it was a pleasure to have you on. Thanks again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest was Julie Janis, Executive Coordinator of Joes Valley Climbing and Community, and we're talking about the Joes Valley Pumpathon coming up on May 17th and 18th. To register or for more information, visit joesvalley.org. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.